We turn now to two of the most scenic areas in the country, Dunloe and Burton Port in County Donegal. But we're going there for all the wrong reasons. Raw sewage. It's on the beaches, in the gardens, and even coming up rather than going down the toilets. In a moment, we'll be joined by MEP Pat the Cope Gallagher. But first, Valerie Cox has been to Donegal to assess the situation. Valerie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miles. Well, first of all, I went to Dunloe, and of course, Dunloe has been in all the media recently for the annual Mary from Dunloe Festival. Now, the population is about 11,000, and the problem is that all the town sewage is going into two holding tanks just above the beach, and they simply can't hold it. The sewage is floating around the tanks, and it's obviously not a once-off because the grass in the area is all discoloured and there's dried lumps of excrement on the grass. There's bits of toilet paper all over the place, and it's looking down on this little beach. I mean, anybody who's ever been to Dunloe will know it. This is the place where you stand and take photographs, and there's bits of loo paper just floating around on the beach.
And you've also, I mean, you've supplied me with some of the photographs. Yes. There's an aerial photograph there, and there's an actual slick clearly coming from land, going out to sea where it then dissipates, and presumably that is raw sewage.
Yes, it is. It's not treated. It goes from the tanks into a pipe and then into a small river just a few yards away, and then either out into the sea or onto the beach. And it is absolutely disgusting. There's two playgrounds nearby. It's the main harbour area. And while I was there, I also looked at a new housing estate. Now, it's a lovely estate, but the residents were complaining that there were foul smells. So back on the seafront, I spoke to a number of local people, and you're going to hear now from Bridget O'Donnell and Paul Green.
Well, to be quite honest, there's a lot of kids around the playground here, and there's a small playground just across from the river. And it's just the manholes are overflowing around there, and that's where all the kids go in there, maybe bathing or, you know, walking about in their feet or whatever in the summertime. And I don't think it's healthy for kids to be around that.
We had oyster beds out here inside the island here in the bay, but they're gone now because there was that much E. coli in the bay. They were being processed here and they were going to Mayo for treatment. But then it had to stop altogether because the E. coli was too high. I think it was 49%, something like that in the bay. We still have oyster beds, but they're beyond our bay. As you know, here we're tidal, and if you have the sea coming in, especially on a calm day, all you can have on the top of the water is scum. Now, if you put a kid into that water, you'll just see the track of the water on them where the scum's just coming off the bay.
Well, we've seen the photographs and they're pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, that's ongoing. Everything from Dunloe is going into that bay, every sewer system in Dunloe. It might be going into a main sewer coming this direction into this, where it's been supposed to be processed here, but it's still all going into the bay and the river, everything.
Now, I have to say, from what we've seen coming out of the tanks, it doesn't look very processed, does it?
It's not processed at all. It's still the whole thing that's there. There's nothing processing it. It's been like this for years.
And you got the views of an expert as well.
Yes, I met Hugh Boyle. Now, Hugh works as a site assessor for the secondary treatment of wastewater. And he says the problem in Dunloe is very serious.
What's going on here? The people of Dunloe, in my opinion, are living basically in a toxic environment here. There's no secondary treatment taking place of the wastewater here. There is two tanks, conventional septic tanks, but in my opinion, they are not adequate to deal with the volumes of wastewater being generated by Dunloe.
Well, the fact that they're overflowing, I suppose, proves that.
That's a good indicator that it's not that they're not working effectively. About a week ago, I viewed raw sewage on top of the high water mark along the pier in Dunloe. There's a photograph there, as you can see, that was taken on that would be the first Sunday after the opening of the Mary from Dunloe Festival. In the background here, we can see campers. This is people visiting for the festival. And about 15, 20 metres away, we have evidence of raw sewage floating on top of the water.
That's pretty disgusting.
It is disgusting, and it's from a public health point of view, it's very, very dangerous.
Hugh, you're a professional in terms of, how serious do you think the situation is?
This, in my opinion, is very, very serious. It is well documented in research that untreated sewage is the biggest killer worldwide. Exposure to it can result in, it has actually been linked to cancer, heart failure, gastroenteritis, many, many diseases, particularly in kids and the elderly.
Okay, I think we've got ahead of ourselves a little bit there, because we're going to move up the road to Burton Port. What's wrong there?
Well, it's the same problem, Miles. There's no proper treatment plant. Now, I visited the Alton housing estate, which is one of the worst places affected. It was built in 2006, 2007, and there is a treatment plant for the estate, but locals say it's not working properly. Residents say that sometimes they flush their toilets, but the sewage comes back up instead of going down. And the percolation area, there's this big area, sort of an open waste space at the back of the houses, and it's overflowing. It's not clean water. It's sewage that's coming up. Now, I met a number of local residents, including Joe Dickey and Gerard Pickett.
The problem is the smell. You're getting the smell just coming into the house, especially down this bottom corner here. And that's where the main sewer is. And that comes into this here point. And that, when that backs up, the houses down in this bottom corner gets the smell in through their houses.
This is where you live?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're here behind the houses and somebody has taped off the percolation area. Why?
It's to stop children from getting in onto it, because it was raw sewage water that went spilled out onto that. There's a wee box and it's going into pipes. There's rats droppings, and some children have the playhouses, and the children, the adults couldn't let them in. There was rat droppings inside the sheds, even inside the boilers. There's rats droppings in around there as well.
Now, we have a big problem here, because sometimes when you flush the loo, the sewage comes back up.
Back up, yeah. It comes just when you're flushing it, yeah, and you just look back and see, just it comes right up to the brim sometimes.
What have you done about this?
Well, we complained to the council. We've got the EPA when it came down, and nothing has been done.
But it's a lovely estate, lovely location here in Burton Port, and your lives are pretty miserable.
It's miserable to the sense that some of my neighbours' back gardens have sunk.
Michelle Gallagher, you're living here on the estate. You have a 10-year-old daughter. What's life like?
It's great. I mean, the estate's lovely, the people are lovely, but the sewer system is at the back of my house, and it's causing me and my daughter to feel sick, and you've no energy, you know, you're just not able to have a normal life because of the sewer system going out the back of the house. You don't want to let your child out the back to play. Out the front, there's a smell. It really disrupts their everyday life, normal level.
Are you worried about her health?
Yes, I am. I don't want her to get worse. She's suffering from nausea and she's feeling the flu, and she's just always sick, and then, you know, you become run down and everything seems to bother you.
Now, you also spoke to a local reporter who has been covering the sewage problems for some time now.
Michelle Nick Fadjean is from the Donegal Democrat, and this is what she had to say.
It's exceptionally bad. It's almost a third world standard. There's a huge population in Dunloe. They're suffering on account of the inept sewage system they have there, and that's an issue that hasn't happened today or yesterday. It's been going on for absolute decades. It hasn't been resolved. Apparently it's in the pipeline that it is going to be resolved, but people in the area are quite sceptical about this because it's 10 months before an actual council election. So despite the promises at the moment that there is a contract, or there are contractors down to do this work, it appears that people aren't going to believe that. They want to see action and they want to see it now.
Michelle, Donegal is a county that depends very much on tourism. Surely this is a serious issue for that.
Absolutely. One of the things that I was most worried about this year was ahead of the Mary from Dunloe Festival. The bay was exceptionally bad, and this would be an area, as a newspaper, you'd be looking to take pictures of the Marys, but you couldn't dream of bringing them into that bay with toilet paper and everything else just swimming out into what could be one of the most scenic areas in Donegal, and an area that tourists would like to go to. It's an issue that people, you know, need to have rectified. In terms of tourism, it's absolutely essential that we have clean bays, that we have bays and beaches that children can play on in safety. We shouldn't be worrying that children are going to get sick, and seriously sick, because of the amount of sewage that's been pumped into the ocean.
And that was Michelle Nick Fadjean from the Donegal Democrat. And Donegal County Council has given us a very brief statement. You looked for a statement. And the statement reads, Donegal County Council is endeavouring to resolve the issues in relation to the percolation area with the developer. And that's as far as the statement goes. Your overall impression of what you saw, and this is, you tell me, the tip of the iceberg as far as Donegal is concerned.
I gather it is, Miles. I have to say straight up, Donegal is one of my favourite places in the country, and I would know it quite well. But, you know, very often you visit these places and you don't realise where the sewage is going. I mean, sometimes you'll be in an area, you'd see a little pipe going out to sea or whatever. But, you know, the people of Donegal, they've done an awful lot in their towns. Their communities have worked so hard to make this a really interesting place to visit, a really good place for tourists. They've put so much of their own effort and their own money into it. And, you know, they deserve better than this. They deserve much better from the county council, from their public representatives, and even from Europe. It's not good enough. Now, when we started promoting that we were doing this morning, I took a few phone calls from other people in Donegal, and they're saying that other areas are even worse. So maybe we can find out more about that from Pat the Cope Gallagher.
Or maybe you can go back and you can find out more in other parts of the county. Eugene and Cavan says, so much for the government introduction of septic tank registration fees and inspections for private dwellings. As you said, Pat the Cope Gallagher, MEP, is on the line. Pat the Cope, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
This has huge implications for fisheries in the area. You're on the Fisheries Committee of the European Parliament. What have you been doing about it?
Well, first of all, let me deal with this, and let me say at the outset, Dunloe and Burtonport was referred to as one of the most scenic areas in the country, and of course I fully concur with that. No reference, except a very short reference, was made to the fact, and it is a fact, that we're well on our way to having a new state-of-the-art treatment plant provided in Dunloe. I understand that a contractor has been recommended, as a matter now for the department, to approve this. And if this happens, I am hopeful that work will commence by the end of the fourth quarter of this year, providing a state-of-the-art treatment facility in Dunloe.
Can you guarantee that?
Well, I can't guarantee anything, but of course I'm quite confident. I worked in the Department of Environment as Minister of State for years. I know how the system operates when it goes from the design and principle to the planning, preparation of documents, pre-qualification process. It's a long process. When I received the first photograph from Bridget O'Donnell and when I was in Brussels on Facebook some weeks ago, I immediately contacted the council, who desludged the treatment plant. So the sewage goes into the treatment plant and is done for years, but is desludged on a regular basis. Now, I have no brief for Donegal County Council for the Department of the Environment, but I like to portray the facts of the situation, and all is not negative about Dunloe and Burtonport. A beautiful town, a beautiful village, having had three festivals successful in Dunloe.
But I mean, we've heard how it affects, for example, the Mary of Dunloe Festival.
Sorry?
They can't. We've heard how it affects the Mary of Dunloe Festival. They can't even go on the beach and take photographs.
Well, first of all, Dunloe is not a beach apart from the old pond across the bay that is used. Dunloe, of course, it's a rocky type beach. But of course, this will be rectified. And indeed, we have a very fine harbour there. And I can take some credit for providing funding for that. And from the pitch, which was referred to, €70,000 be transferred into the account of the developer, Forbich Narossan, was in possibly today. So there's a lot of good. And I think we want to portray Dunloe, Burtonport, and a fair and impartial and balanced manner. When I say balanced, then we should highlight the fact, and I was fortunate to meet with Valerie and give her the details. So I'm delighted to have the opportunity to give that side of the story. I possibly live nearer the septic tank than any of the others as the crow flies. I'm just across the road from it. I'm not on the defence. I want to be part of the solution, and I have been part of the solution.
Yeah, but on that subject, this has been going on for decades, is what people have been telling us on this programme. You've been in national and European politics for decades. You've had ministerial office. Are you part of the solution, or were you actually part of the problem?
Of course, I was part of the solution in that when I went into the department, when I was on Donegal County Council, we initiated this. And just in case the listeners around Ireland think that Dunloe and Burtonport are the only towns and villages in the country that has this is a system that has been operative for many years, desludged on a regular basis. It's not the ideal system, but I'm sure all of those who participated in the programme would want Dunloe, when we have an opportunity, to have some positive publicity. And the positive publicity is that 7 million will be available to provide the treatment plant in Dunloe and Dunglenty's just down the road, because as you know, we're in a competitive age now and there's better value for money. Now, in relation to Burtonport, the issue of the of the housing scheme, I believe there are legal issues there and I don't want to enter into that, but I believe Burtonport must be top of the Irish water agenda when they take over responsibilities for water and sewage schemes. And in relation to Europe, we have the Urban Wastewater Directive, we have the River Basin Directive, which would apply to both. Of course, the country can be fined because they have failed to properly implement the law. But while the system is in place, while the programme is ongoing, then they will not be fined. And I'm very confident that if we talk about this this time next year, Dunloe will be well advanced and work will be in progress.
OK, well, we also have on the line Minister of State, Denis McGinley, Minister of State at Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. Pat the Cope Gallagher says he's confident that funding will be provided, Denis McGinley, for the Dunloe scheme. Can you guarantee that money will be provided?
Well, Miles, the first thing I want to say is this must be the greatest coincidence in the history of radio broadcasting in Ireland, because on local radio this morning at 9:30, I announced that the Minister for the Environment, Phil Hogan, my colleague, has allocated and signed €5.4 million to upgrade the sewage systems in the towns of Dunloe and Glenties here in Donegal.
And that wouldn't have anything to do with the appearance of Valerie Cox in the county of Donegal doing the story last week, no?
Absolutely.
Just a complete coincidence.
Absolutely not. This has been in the cards for some time, as my colleague Patrick Cope has said, and the minister has just it was signed last week, and it was just getting the nuts and bolts together, and the statement was made this morning, and I had the privilege of announcing it on one on a local radio here. So I didn't know.
I'm sure Pat the Cope Gallagher would have been delighted to have found out in advance. Then he would have been able to come on the programme and actually guarantee that the funding was in place.
I'll tell you, Miles, it is a long-running saga. The sewerage and the town of Dunloe that has primary treatment, and more so the town of Glenties. There were even videos, and we had the McGill Festival there. You had the Mary from Dunloe Festival in Dunloe. And, you know, I have no difficulty in admitting that it was scandalous that raw sewerage was virtually running into rivers and running into bays. The Onea River going through Glenties is a very famous salmon river. We all saw the videos that were produced 5 or 6 years ago by the environmental people there. Dunloe as well, next in town, the nearest town to myself. And but the minister now has approved, as I said, £5.4 million. The announcement was made.
And you absolutely assure us that Valerie Cox can claim no credit whatever for this?
Well, let me put it this way. Lots of people can claim credit. The local people, local organisations, parish councils, community councils, county councillors and the lot. And it's been up and down to Dublin for years. But eventually, at this time, it has been approved. The money has been granted. And it's up to Donegal County Council now to make the final arrangement with the contractor. And as I said this morning, we expect work to commence in weeks rather than months. And
okay,
I know the
we're glad to hear that this had nothing to do with the infiltration of Valerie Cox, because she does tend to brag a lot on the programme. What about the other parts of the county, though? I mean, this is only a start,
indeed,
isn't it?
Indeed, Miles, I'm in my own parish here in Gidore, the most populated parish, the rural area, in people say in Ireland, if not in Europe. There are about 5,000 or 6,000 people here, and you know, we are just depending entirely on septic tanks. And they've been looking for a sewage scheme in this part where I live since 1937. And it's going on and on and on. It's going to be a huge effort to get a sewage in here to get over. I'm in continuous contact with the minister. He's been down. He'll be coming down again to see for himself what the situation is here, a tourist area, hotels, public houses, schools, the lot. And it is my wish and it is my hope that during my term as a junior minister and during my term in government, that we will be able to deliver to my own parish here what we have delivered to Dunloe and to Glenties this morning.
Let me just go back finally to Pat the Cope Gallagher. Pat, you must be delighted. Your confidence was obviously not displaced or misplaced.
Well,
Of course, we as politicians in Donegal have respect for each other, and why would I in opposition steal Denny's thunder? In fact, I flagged it a number of weeks ago that this was happening, but there's ethics in politics as well, and Denny's in government, so I thought I should let him do that. But just to bring Denny up to date in Guidoor, that the working on the preparation, the documents at the moment, and they're with the consultation, and there's an environmental study being carried out. So in both, we're making progress. But if you, Miles, or Valerie thinks that just by visiting each town in Ireland, I would respectfully suggest that you do that, and hopefully it would result in this, but I would doubt very much.
Unfortunately, there's only one Valerie Cox, but if we could reproduce her, perhaps more this would happen more often. But as we're not claiming any credit.
Miles, I agree with Pat there, and I live in the parish, and I encounter these engineers and consultants every day as I go out, and they're under severe pressure to put the final proposals to Dublin because, as I say, it's been on for 60 years, and I wouldn't like, on my watch that the money wouldn't be provided. But we're talking about huge money for this one, far more than for the two sewage schemes we had mentioned today.
We are privileged on this programme to have heard Denny McGinley and Pat the Cope Gallagher singing off the same hymn sheet. Gentlemen, thank you both very, very much indeed. And thank you also to possible game changer, but possibly not game changer, Valerie Cox. We'll take a break.